Hi everyone, Shavua Tov and Gemar Chasima Tova. We are going to try our best to catch up on some of the Perakim of Rambam that we missed over Rosh Hashanah. We'll begin with Friday's Perak, which was the 9th Perak of Hilchos Tefillah Ubirkas Kohanim. In the 8th Perak, the Rambam had taught us all about the importance of Tefillah B'Tzibur. And in the 9th Perak, the Rambam will define what Tefillah B'Tzibur, what communal prayer, looks like. Halacha Aleph. Seder Tefillah B'Tzibur Kachu. This is what the order, the setting up of the communal prayer looks like. B'shachar, in the morning, kol ha'am yoshvin v'shliach tzibur yori l'pnei ha'teva. All the people are sitting down in their seats, and the congregation's leader, the shliach tzibur, will go before the bima, as we would call it. V'omeid b'emsa amen, he stands amidst the people. U'maschil v'omer kaddish, he begins by saying kaddish. V'chol ha'am onen amen yehei shmei rabba mevarach v'kol chochan. V'onen amen v'sof kaddish. And the rest of the people, they respond with amen yehei shmei rabba mevarach at the appropriate time with all their strength. Interesting how the Rambam throws it in there, because the Gemara tells us of the import of making sure to say Yemei Yishmei Rabbah with all of one's focus and in a loud voice, as loud as is reasonable. And also at the end of Kaddish, V'achachach Omer Baruch Hu Hashem Vavarach, and then afterwards he said Baruch Hu, Vayim Onin Baruch Hashem Vavarach L'olam Vayed. And afterwards they respond to his Baruch Hu with Baruch Hashem Vavarach L'olam Vayed. U'maschil U'poris Al Shema B'kol Ram, and then he begins and he recites Shema as was outlined in the previous parak for all the congregation. V'hinon Amen Achar Kol Bracha Bracha, and they respond back Amen after each blessing. Hayodei Levarach Likros Korei Imo Ad Mevarach Gal Yisrael, and somebody who is aware of how to do so, he knows how to make the blessings on his own, he knows how to recite Kriyat Shema on his own, so then he says so along with the Chazan until they reach the end of the brachos of Kriyat Shema, which ends with Gal Yisrael. And then immediately everybody gets right up, and they say the silent Shemona Esrei. And somebody who doesn't know how to daven, Omed Shosek, he waits until the Shliach Tzibur finishes his own silent Shemona Esrei, right? And then afterwards, if he doesn't know how to pray, he will be Yotze along with the Shliach Tzibur. And anybody amongst the congregation who has completed his own personal tefillah, yifsah shalosh psios lachorav, he should take 3 steps back, v'yamud b'makom shegiyai lav beis shepasa, and he stays standing still in that place where his 3 steps back have taken him. Halacha gimel, v'achar sheyifsah shliach tzibur shalosh psios lachorav, and after the shliach tzibur completes his shemona esrei, takes 3 steps back, maschil u'mispal b'kol rami, begins and he davens in a loud voice, mitchilas habrachos, from the very beginning of shemona esrei once again, l'hotzi esmi shelo hispal, to fulfill the obligation of somebody who hadn't davened yet. V'akol omdim v'shomim v'onin amein achar kol brachu bracha bein elu shelo yatzu yudei chavasan bein elu shekvar yatzu yudei chavasan. And everybody, even those who have already fulfilled their own obligation by reciting their own private Shemona Esrei, everybody, whether they were yotze or not yotze yet, stands and listens intently, and they respond amein after each blessing. Halacha Dalet, v'omer kedusha v'bracha shlishis, and in the third blessing, he recites Kedusha. V'kevan shegiya shliach tzibur l'kedusha, and when he reaches the point of Kedusha, so at that point, yeshur shalosh l'chol echav echad lachzor b'makom she'amad bo b'tefillah. So then, each individual who had taken his 3 steps back and has been remaining standing in those backward 3 steps is allowed to take those steps forward to return to the place where he himself had davened before he had taken those steps back. V'kshegiya shliach tzibur l'modim, and when the shliach tzibur reaches towards the end of Shemona Esrei, to the second to last brach of modim, v'koreya kol ha'am, then the whole nation bows, shochen v'at, they lean forward a little bit, v'lo yishchu yosur midai, however, they shouldn't bend incredibly much, they should bend a little bit, v'omrim modim anachnu l'ach, Hashem alkinu v'keo kobasar, yotrinu tzir b'reishis, b'rachos v'odos l'shemcha, gdol v'akdosh, al shechsanu v'yabtenu, kein techeinu z'chaneinu, v'yaseh sof kol yosein l'chatzros k'chech, l'shmor chukech v'lavdecha, l'asos r'tonecha v'libav shalem. So everybody responds with modem and rabbanan. Rambam's version is slightly different than the one that we are used to, at least as Ashkenazi Jews. And if somebody says modem more than once, he says modem, modem, that's considered inappropriate, and we silence him. After the entire tefillah has been completed, first by the people and then by the shliach tibor again, so then the shliach tibor sits and he leans on his face, and he's slightly bent forward, him along with everybody else in the tibor, and while he's in this state of leaning forward, he supplicates God. And then afterwards he sits up and he lifts up his head, the shliach tibor as well as the rest of the people, and then he along with the rest of the people supplicate God more in a louder voice while they're sitting up. And afterwards the shliach tibor alone stands up, Omer Kaddish, Pam Shnia, he again recites Kaddish a second time, and they respond just as they had the first time. We're referring to the first time as right before Baruch Hu when he had begun. the Omer v'hu rachum, and then he says v'hu rachum v'chulei tila l'david, which is ashrei v'chulei who omeid v'hein yoshim. All the while the shliach tzibur is standing up and the people are sitting. V'heim korim imo, and they recite this along with him. V'achar kach Omer uval etzion goel v'chulei etc. V'anizos brisi osam v'chulei v'atak kadosh v'chulei v'korazel ze v'chulei v'gomer kedusha. So he then recites what we are familiar with afterwards, the psukim leading up to kadosh 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 in uval etzion, as well as then the kadosh kadosh kadosh. And when he finishes that, v'hein onim kadosh 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 shalosh pamim, they then say the kadosh three times. V'chozer v'korea kedusha targum, and he goes and he says it in translation, as we are familiar with as well. Then he afterwards says the next psukim, and then he says it in translation as well. Again, the same that we're familiar with when he says Hashem Yimloch, and then says it in Aramaic. And the purpose of having that Aramaic translation was that the people should understand. And these psukim, which are right before this kedusha, as well as after it, along with these translations, so this is what we refer to when we refer to the Seder Hayom, the order of the day. And then afterwards he supplicates God with more supplications and other psukim of mercy. And then he again says, Kaddish, v'cholam, onin, kedarkon, v'niftarn. And then they all respond appropriately, and then they leave. Then they're done with shul. Halacha Zayin. Kol ha'omer b'tachanunim mi she'richim al kan tzipor shelo yikach e'im al banim o shelo yishachet o sobes b'no b'yom e'achad yirachim aleinu u'kiyoti b'inyin zeh mishas b'nosel. If somebody in their part of supplication decides to say, the same one who had mercy on the mother bird so that we shouldn't take the mother along with the children, we should send her away first, or the same one who had mercy that we shouldn't shecht a mother animal along with her baby on the same day, he should have mercy on us, and anything along those lines. The Rambam tells us, based off the Mishnah in Brachos, that this is considered inappropriate. He explains why. And therefore, this person should be silenced. And the Rambam explains why. Because these are just divine decrees. They're not about mercy. Because were it to have been about mercy that Hashem was showing to the animals, then Hashem wouldn't have allowed us to slaughter the animals at all. So therefore, you can't say it's about that. And therefore, it's inappropriate to say something along these lines. And furthermore, v'chein lo yarba b'kinuyim shel shem v'yomer hakel hagadol hagibor v'anora chazak v'amitz v'azos. And a person shouldn't go on and on and on and list off all these different ways of referring to God's might. She'en koach batam lagia sof shvacha, because a person doesn't have the ability to list all of God's praises. They are literally infinite, and therefore he shouldn't try it all. El omer mash amar Moshe Rabbeinu. Rather, he should just say that which Moshe Rabbeinu said, hakel hagadol hagibor v'anora, and that's it. Now we turn to the afternoon prayer of Mincha. The Mincha, Omer Shliach Tzibur V'Hurachom V'Chulei, Ashri Yoshe V'Chulei, Ashri Am V'Chulei, Tila L'David V'Chulei. A little bit different than us. We don't say V'Hurachom, but otherwise he says Ashre. And then afterwards, Korehu V'Am Yushav. He recites this while the people are sitting. V'Omer Shliach Tzibur, and the Shliach Tzibur gets up. V'Omer Kaddish, then he says Kaddish. V'Hein Omer Ma'achor, when they stand up afterwards, V'Onen Kedarkon, and they respond accordingly. U'mispalin Kulam B'Lachash, they all daven the silence from one Ezra. V'Achachach Chozer Shliach Tzibur, U'mispalin B'Kol Ram, Kedarach Sha'asa V'Shacharis. And then he afterwards does the Chazar Sashat. He recites it out loud again, just as he had by the morning prayer. Ajiyash L'Meskolat Tefillin, until he completes all of it. Yoshev Hu, V'Hein, Noflin al Pneim, then he and they all sit down, and they do Tachon, and they lean forward on their faces, U'mischanin, and they supplicate God, Magbiya Rosho, and then afterwards he lifts up his head, Hu, V'Hein, him and them, U'mischanin Ma'at Miyushav, Kederach Shachars, and they all continue to supplicate in that sitting position, just as they had done by the morning. But Omei, and then he stands up, Omer Kaddish, and he recites Kaddish v'chol am, Onen Kedarkon, and they respond accordingly, V'niftar l'masa, and they go back out to their work. Halacha Tes. Be'erev, in the evening, now we turn to Marv. Kol am Yoshven v'hu Omei, everybody sits, he's standing up, Omer v'hu Rachom v'chulei, Baruch hu Hashem v'orach, V'hein onim Baruch Hashem v'orach l'oved, they do Baruch hu, U'maschul l'fros al Shema, then he begins by reciting the Baruchos of Krishma. V'omer Kaddish, and then he recites Kaddish v'acharkach hakol omdim u'mispalim v'lachash. Then afterwards, everybody gets up and recites their own silent Shemoneh Esrei. U'keshet mashlimim, and then once they complete it, Omer Kaddish v'hein niftar. Then he recites Kaddish at that point, and they leave. V'eino chozer l'ispal v'kol ram arvis. And at Marv, at the evening prayer, we don't have Chazar Shashat. The Chazan doesn't recite Shemoneh Esrei again in a loud voice. L'fisha ein tefilat arvis chova. Since the evening prayer, as we've said in the past, is not obligatory fundamentally, therefore l'fikach lo yivarach zeh brachos v'atala. Then there's no reason for Shliach Tzibur to go and say these brachos l'vatala, because there's nobody here who's fundamentally obligated in Marv, because nobody's obligated in Marv. And once that's the case, he has nobody he has to help them fulfill their obligation, and therefore he doesn't recite the Shliach Tzibur's Chazar Shashats. Halachi Yud. B'leilei Shabbosos Chozer Shliach Tzibur, Achash Mispal B'Lach Hashem Tzibur. However, with regard to the Marv, after having completed Marv of Shabbos, a Friday night davening. So then the Shliach Tzibur goes and he recites after everybody has said their silent Shema Esrei, which Pal B'Kol Ram, and he recites it out loud, again, Chazar Shashatz of sorts in a loud voice. He doesn't actually say all seven blessings. Rather, he says one blessing which relates to all of them. And this is how he says it. Ma'on habrachos, there's different texts, whether it's ma'ain, as we're used to saying, or it's ma'on here. Most of them in the Rambam seem to be ma'on. Adon ha-shalom, v'varech shvi, makdesh ha-shabbas, maniach b'tusha, la'am edushnei oneg, zeich l'masei v'rishes, elokeinu v'kei v'aseinu, v'rtzei nab v'nuchaseinu v'chulei, v'rchata ha-shem, makdesh ha-shabbas. So that is how he recites a bracha, which is ma'ain, all sheva brachos. V'omer kadesh, and then he says kadesh after that, v'chol am neftar, and everybody goes back home. Halach yud aleph. Why did Chazal, if they're not going to institute any sort of Chazar Shashatz by Marv, why did they institute this uniquely by Marv of Friday night? So the Rambam explains, because most people come to Shul on Friday night. There will be somebody who's bound to have been late, and he didn't yet complete his tefillah. And he'll be there left all alone in the Shul. There could be some sort of danger of being left alone out in the field, in the dark, so it's dangerous. Lifikach, therefore, Chozer Shliach Tzibur Mispalom, therefore the Shliach Tzibur goes back, and he davens again, Kadeshias Akfu Kol Am, Ach Yashlem Hamas Acher, V'yitze Yimayim. That way, everybody will wait around until this person who came late will finish his own Shemona Esrei, and then everybody will leave together. Halacha Yud Beis. Lifikach, Yom Tov Shecholios B'Shabbos, Oyam Kippurim, O Rosh Chodesh, therefore, on one of these days, when Yantif falls out on Shabbos, or a Yom Kippur, or a Rosh Chodesh, so then the Shliach Tzibur, Ein Shliach Tzibur, Hayorid Arves, Levnei Ateva Maskir, Inin Hayom, B'Brachozu, he doesn't have to actually mention anything which relates to the day, he doesn't have to mention anything about Yom Kippur, or Rosh Chodesh, or Yantif, or the like, and the Chosein Ba, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Bavad, he can just simply conclude Mekadesh HaShabbos, even though in the Shemona Esrei itself, it said Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael, Ba'az Manim. And the reason for this is because Lefi Shalom is Chayv Hayom B'Tefillah Zu, because the day doesn't obligate this tefillah. There's no need for this extra tefillah. It was only made as an enactment to protect the latecomer, and therefore, once it was done for Shabbos, that's how it was. You don't have to incorporate the unique other themes of the day. Halacha Yud Gimel. B'Shabbos of Yom Tovim, Kishagomer Shliach Tzibur Tefillas Shacharis, B'Kol Ram, Omer Kaddish. Now, on days that we're going to see have Musaf, like Shabbos or Yantif, so when the Shliach Tzibur completes his Chazar Shashatz, so then he says Kaddish for Achar Kach, Korei Tehillah David afterwards he recites Ashrei v'chulei, v'omer Kaddish, and he says Kaddish again, v'spalam Musaf v'lachash, and they recite the silent Shemona Esrei of Musaf, v'chozer v'spalam Musaf v'kol Ram, k'derek sh'os v'shachars, then he goes and he recites Chazar Shashatz, he repeats Musaf again out loud, just as he had done so by morning prayer, v'omer Kaddish, and he recites Kaddish, achar tefillas Musaf, after he completes Musaf, v'am t'tarim, and everybody goes home, v'ein omerim kedusha, v'lo tachanunim, achar tefillas shachars, and we don't have the whole Seder Hayom, which is Uval Etzion, and that the Pesukim of Kadosh, 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 of Kedusha, and we also don't have the Tachanon after Tefillas Shacharis, Kesharim, on after Shacharis, just as we do for other days. Rather, instead, El Omer Osa Kodem Tefillas Mincha. Rather, we had that part to the part right before Mincha, as we're familiar with, on a Friday or Yontif afternoon. Ketzad, I will illustrate, Korei Tehillah David, first say Ashrei V'Omer Seder Hayom, and then we say Uval Etzion and everything else, Udvarei Tachnunim, the extra psukim that come afterwards, V'Omer Kaddish, then we say Kaddish, V'Mispal HaMincha, and then they daven Mincha, V'Chozer Mashmiyah Tefillas Mincha, V'Kol Ram, V'Omer Kaddish, and then afterwards, he recites the Chazar Shashatz and says Kaddish, as we are familiar with. So then you say the Pesukim of Kadosh, 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 the translations, the ones before and afterwards. We say that part after Musaf. That's not what we do, at least Ashkenazim. Nowadays, we say it right before we daven Musaf, right after Shacharis. Motzei Shabbos, and on Motzei Shabbos, Omer Seder Hayom, Gam Achar Tefillas Erev. And after Marv, we also say those same Pesukim, as we are familiar with. Omer Kaddish, and after says Kachra, Achar Kach, Mavdil. And afterwards, he says the Havdalah in Shul. And that concludes this parak. Things that, for the most part, we are acquainted with, things that we see most of the time, slight variations in different places, but it's good to see it all outlined nice and neatly.